With your Tuesday morning look at Radio on the Go Sports, I'm DeWayne Karstens here on 104.9 KLMJ and live streaming at radioonthego.com. Well, last night, what a game in Sheffield. The number 4-rated West Fork ladies lost their first game of the year, though, in a heated extra inning battle against number 9 Osage. Both teams undefeated coming in. It was a 9-8 win for Osage over the women of West Fork in 9 innings last night. West Fork in the first inning had a 2-RBI double by Brooke Rother and an RBI single by Briley Dickman to take a 3-0 lead. Osage, though, tied the game in the third, 3-3. In the bottom of the third, Libby Truin drove in the Warhawks back-to-back, back in front, that is, with a 2-run home run. And Aisley Winfrey, that is, with an RBI single, put the Warhawks up 6-3. In the fourth, Osage hit a 3-run home run to tie the game again at 6-6. A solo blast by Rother in the fifth inning inched the West Fork ladies back in front 7-6. The Green Devils tied the game, though, in the seventh inning. They always had the answer, and we went to extra innings. The Green Devils scored twice in the ninth for their first lead at 9-7. The Warhawks in the ninth, Truin hit a line drive home run to cut the deficit to 9-8, but the Warhawks loaded the bases but could not get anybody in, even though they had the bags loaded. And head coach Sadie Winfrey talks about last night's competitive matchup and the loss. And we'll get to that moment in just a moment. Last night, again, Sadie Winfrey, coach of West Fork softball, talking about their extra inning loss to undefeated Osage.
Those are the games that make you better. I would like seeing those games every single night because those are the games that we're learning from and they're going to make us better. And as long as we learn from it, that was good for us, regardless of if it was a win or a loss. So it was a good game. It's nothing to hang their head about, so I don't think it'll really, you know, drag us down for the week necessarily. Get a couple days off to kind of fix some of those things that, you know, we struggled with tonight and clean it up so we can finish the week off strong.
And the West Fork baseball team fell 8-4 to Osage Monday. Osage pulled out to a 4-1 lead. The Warhawks rallied to tie it at 4-4 before entering the seventh inning. In the seventh, Osage scored 4 unanswered runs to hang on for the win. Head coach Caden Ames talks about the Green Devils' seventh inning rally and what's on deck for the Warhawk baseball crew.
We battled back, had it 4-4 going in the seventh, no place we'd rather be. We put a new guy on the mound, and, I mean, he didn't throw bad. He walked a couple guys there at the beginning, which then hurt us with extra runs. But they hit some baseballs hard, and, I mean, that's going to happen when you're throwing strikes. We got very winnable games the rest of the week, and I'm excited to come out and compete.
Warhawk baseball falls to 4-5. West Fork softball goes to 7-1. Both will be at rival North Butler coming up tomorrow. The Hampton-Dumont Cal Diamond sports teams went 3-0 at Clarion Goldfield Dows on Monday. The baseball team swept the doubleheader 7-1 and 6-5 in 11 innings. The HD Cal softball team won 11-1 over 4 innings over the Cowgirls. After a dominant win in the softball game, the team will return to action at Osage today. The number 9 Green Devils, as we just mentioned, coming off that a dramatic win over West Fork last night. All but 3 players bat over 400. HD Cal head coach Kelsey Enslin on the matchup with Osage Green Devils.
Osage is going to be a really tough game. They're a tough team. They have a tough conference. So we're going to have to do a lot of things right early in the week. And then I think we have Webster City and Humboldt. So a lot of big games.
And it'll start at 6 o'clock tonight for softball. The Bulldog baseball team plays Osage as well. They are 3-10. They put together their first win streak of the season after that doubleheader sweep of the Cowboys. Osage is 4-4 in baseball, winners of 3 straight after beating West Fork last night. And that will start at 7:30 p.m. for the baseball after the softball up at Osage. The Dighton-Hartford summer sports teams each earn 1-run victories at Grundy Center on Monday. The Wolverine baseball team handed the Spartans their first loss of the season with a 3-2, 9-inning hard-fought win, and the softball team won 2-1 last night in the Dighton-Hartford-Grundy Center series. Let's take a look at some of the other games going on around the area on the scorecard from RadioOnTheGo.com. In baseball, AGWSR split with Gladbrook Rhinebeck, losing the first game 2-0 to the Rebels, but the Cougars fought back for a 6-3 Game 2 victory. Applington-Parkersburg wins a doubleheader versus Hudson 6-0 and 7-1 in baseball. It was Forest City topping Belmont-Clemmie 14-4 last night. Clarksville lost to Colonesco 2-1. And Iowa Falls Alden fell to Humboldt in a doubleheader, 13-3 in the first game. Second game, very close, but the Cadets fall to the Wildcats 5-4 in the second game. North Butler shut out Nashua Plainfield for a 3-0 win for the Bearcats. South Hardin Tigers a 3-2 victory at East Marshall in the first game and a 3-2 victory in the second game as well. And in softball last night, Applington Parkersburg fell to Hudson in a doubleheader 21-5 and 15-7. Belmont Clement continues their fine season. The BK softball crew wins 2-0 up at Forest City last night. The Clarksville girls remain undefeated. The second-rated Indians, no problem with Colonesco winning 10-0 in four innings last night over the Royals. And we mentioned Dighton Hartford, a 2-1 win over Grundy Center in softball. And Humboldt defeated Iowa Falls All in a close one, 5-3 last night at Humboldt. North Butler girls win big over Nashua Plainfield, 10-0 Bearcats. And South Hardin fell to East Marshall, 17-0 and 11-4 in a doubleheader last night in high school sports. Well, the spring sports season honorees are coming out for the North Central Conference All-Conference Boys Soccer Teams, which were announced yesterday. In the first team, All-Conference, Hampton-Dumont-Cal had Christian Zavala, Fernando Mota, Silas Boozman, Gabriel Winga, all first-team All-Conference, and Jose Alfaro from Wright County, also first-team North Central Conference. Second team included Hunter Rican, Jose Flores, also Jesus Flores, that is, and Jose Aragon Mendez, second team for Hampton-Dumont-Cal. Also for Iowa Falls Alden, Brandon Asada and Owen Penning were second-team All-Conference, and Santiago de Leon Juarez from Wright County, second team. And the third team, it was Iowa Falls Alden's Luca Leinker and Wright County's William Rivera and Byron Tuxcock from Wright County were third-team All-Conference. You can find the full selections at RadioOnTheGo.com for all NCC boys soccer. Iowa's governor has signed a legislation that says Iowa's public school districts must let private school students join the district's sports teams if the private school does not offer that particular sport. Representative Henry Stone, a Republican from Forest City, is a former football coach at Waldorf University. During House debate on the bill, Stone said kids should be allowed to compete in sports whether they're enrolled in a public school or in a private school.
The impetus of this bill is not to show favoritism or to elevate non-public schools. It's being brought about because school districts started severing long-standing athletic agreements with non-public schools once non-public schools entered their accreditation process or after we passed ESAs.
ESAs are state-funded education savings accounts to cover private school expenses. According to Representative Stone, the Clear Lake and Garner school districts are no longer allowing students from private Clear Lake Classical School to play sports.
What we're talking about today are issues that are affecting our kids and affecting our grandkids. My two grandsons live in the Garner school district. In my opinion, we need to push past our differences and squabbles as adults and not take those differences out on our kids.
The bill passed the House and Senate with support of Republicans. Democrats opposed it. Representative Heather Mattson, a Democrat from Ankeny, said public school officials should be able to make local decisions based on serving students from families who've chosen to send their child to public school.
Our schools are in survival mode. Iowa also has a teacher shortage. We cannot assume this requirement won't be a problem.
And the bill applies to middle school as well as high school students, and Mattson suggests that could be a problem in larger schools.
Public schools will also be required to have agreements on every sport they offer to those private school students who don't have the sport at their school, regardless of capacity. If the team is full, would new sections be required? What about finding additional spaces to practice? The cost of adding staff members? The fact that it is already difficult to find volunteers to coach.
The new mandate in the bill also applies to other extracurricular activities like band and drama. For many years, Iowa students who are homeschooled have been participating in extracurricular activities in local public schools. Iowa State running back Carson Hansen credits Cyclone football coach Matt Campbell for the healthy competition at running back heading into next season. Hansen is coming off a breakout season in which he rushed for just over 750 yards and scored 15 touchdowns. He shared running back duties with Abu Sama, who tallied 587 yards in ISU's 11-3 season.
I think it just starts off with our culture, and I think Campbell has done a great job with that, and just staying together as a team, not straying away from each other, and kind of just competing together, getting better every day. And I think that's the big thing that we have here.
We'll have more with Carson Hansen in an upcoming sportscast. The Cyclones open the football season in Dublin, Ireland, August 23rd against Kansas State. The Iowa Falls Alden baseball team will battle for their first win over AGWSR since 2022 when the programs meet tonight. The game airs on 99 The Wave. Iowa Falls is 4-7 and fell 13-3 in six innings and 5-4 in an NCC doubleheader at Humboldt last night. Rain Petrie enters the week leading the team at the plate with a 379 batting average and 10 RBI. Petrie on the hill has a 1.08 ERA and 26 strikeouts in 13 innings of work. AGWSR is right at 500, 5-5. They split an NICL doubleheader at Gladbrook-Rhinebeck last night. Again, Tristan Dennis enters the week leading the team at the plate with a 478 batting average for the Cougars and 7 RBI. Easton Kearns leads the staff on the mound with a 1.91 ERA and 21 strikeouts. Both teams look to continue progress in run production, each averaging 4 runs per game. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45 p.m., followed by first pitch at 7 p.m. in Iowa Falls on 99 The Wave. Again, we'll have that for you. The softball teams also will be in action. They look to get back on track from losses. The Cadets fell 5-3 at Humboldt Monday. The Cougars are coming off a 9-1 loss at North Butler last Friday, and the softball game starts at 7 p.m. The Applington-Parkersburg summer sports teams travel to Grundy Center for NICL crossover games, and the softball game tonight will air on 104.9 KLMJ. The Falcons softball crew will look to bounce back from Monday's loss to Hudson in a doubleheader, and the defense and pitching staff will continue to settle into their roles, doing so with exclusively upperclassmen. Falcon head coach Travis Walker says AP senior Ada Switzer brings a great amount of varsity experience, but Aubrey Williamson and Ava Walker provide necessary depth.
She was kind of sidelined there for about a year with a hip situation, and so she's definitely worked through that and has been building her motor. So we're really excited about, you know, Ada kind of leading up that pitching group, and then, you know, Aubrey Williamson has logged some serious innings for us the last couple of years, and we feel really great about Aubrey as well. So we feel like any given night we can throw the ball over the plate and be competitive, and, you know, we can even mix Eva in there a little bit depending upon how. You know, we obviously need her in some other spots in the field, too, so that kind of becomes a little limited. But we've got some nice upperclassmen pitching options that I feel really confident about.
Grundy Center notched a signature win last week, a 5-4, 11-inning victory over number 8 East Marshall, but fell 2-1 at home to Dighton Hartford on Monday. And the team is led by Maddie Hendershot's 559 batting average. And coverage starts for tonight's softball game, Grundy Center versus Applington-Parkersburg from Grundy, 4:45 pregame, followed by first pitch at 5 p.m. on 104.9 KLMJ. Also going on today, some other softball and baseball games around the listening area. It is Clarion Goldfield Dowes at Belmont Clemmie for softball and baseball. Dyke New Hartford baseball is at Nevada. Hampton Dumont Cal once again at Osage this evening for softball and baseball. It is Rockford at North Butler for softball this evening. Denver at South Hardin for softball and baseball going on tonight. More sports available, as always, at RadioOnTheGo.com. Again, we're live on 99 The Wave. Mitch Williams at Wellsburg Days going on today in Wellsburg. Parade at 6 p.m. And, of course, Hampton has Tuesday on the Town at the Band Show. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting, Radio On The Go Sports.